South Korea may ban missionary work in the Middle East. The gospel is changing the harvest of Asia's green harvest zones, and a mission group defines partnership and church growth in Scotland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The government of South Korea may be banning missionary work in the Middle East because of safety concerns. The hostage situation in Afghanistan, coupled with the murder of a nurse in Yemen, are contributing to this. Glenn Penner, a Voice of the Martyrs candidate, says South Korean Christians say this would violate their religious freedom. Penner says the government's under pressure.
Particularly from Middle Eastern governments, they're saying your people are too evangelistic, they're causing problems, and please put a travel ban on allowing your people to come to our countries for evangelistic work.
Penner says while this could slow the spread of the gospel,
I think it's probably also likely that they will find creative ways of getting into these countries. When people have the call of God upon their life, you do have to sometimes make a decision between whether you're going to obey your government or whether you're going to obey Christ.
The government continues its deliberations. Pray the ban won't be implemented. Next, international organizations say tens of thousands of women and children are involved in sex trade in Cambodia and Thailand. Poverty drives an industry where a pedophile can buy a child for a bag of rice. One Hope's Rob Hoskins says they've launched a prevention campaign in the green harvest areas.
Pimps from the cities, the mafia, the crime lords, go out into the rural areas. And they recruit children and young people from farmers who are very ignorant and very poor, and they make them promises, and they sell their children so that they can get money. That's where the war is really being fought. That's the front line.
One Hope is in the rural school sharing the gospel and raising a harvest of a different kind.
I think by us going to the grassroots areas where the recruitment is taking place and sharing the love of Jesus is the most powerful weapon that the church has to combat this green harvest and to be able to stem the tide of boys and girls being drawn into this horrible sex trade.
Pray the doors remain open. You can help in several ways. Our website has the details. You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers can now listen to God's Word on their iPhones or BlackBerry. Faith Comes by Hearing offers streaming audio Bibles on the website YouVersion.com. Complete with sound effects and music, scripture recordings are available as the Bible app. FCBH partnered with LifeChurch.tv to make God's Word and audio accessible to believers around the world. Pray this new partnership would further God's Word and reach non-believers worldwide. Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission's Brian Marable says,
one of the areas that we as Greater Europe Mission have a heart is in church planting. We believe that God brings forth his gospel through the church.
Marable says they've been looking for ways to grow in Scotland. Rather than reinvent the wheel, their job as a missions-minded agency was to partner with the indigenous church.
We have an invitation from the Scottish. People are looking for nationals to say, we want you to come over and partner with us in this work. We have a lot to bring to the table, and nationals have a lot to bring to the table because they know their culture, they know the needs of their country, they know the history of the gospel in their country.
Marable is headed to Scotland next February to help establish new churches and train missionary partners.
I will be working with a church in discipleship ministries and coming in sort of an associate youth pastoral role.
And for the next 2 weeks, you can be praying for Sammy and Tex Tippett, the couples in Ghana, West Africa, where they'll be ministering to pastors in the country's two largest cities. Sammy Tippett Ministries glorifies God through global outreach and evangelism, equipping pastors to reach their communities. While in Ghana, Sammy will be speaking to 1,000 pastors and church leaders. Please pray for spiritual awakening and revival in these leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.